Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's been a long road. I don't know where it's gonna take me. I know I got faith. My fans, my loved ones, my block, my people. So love. It's a struggle. You just gotta keep up, keep rocking, keep your eyes on the prize. The other foot in front of you. Never know what life will take you, man. Ride with you.
Back in the 70s, dad jumped the boulder. A little earlier, my grandma raised a daughter. A beautiful thing, she was a ghetto flower. Caught a young man's attention with her power. It was love at first sight, I saw she thought. But a couple months later, he left her with a broken heart. Young and naive, only 17. About to have a young mouth to feed. Had that, she could feel the shame. A couple months later, labor pains. She looked down in her new son's eyes. A flashy smile, as big as the skies. Pops gave it being a man to try. Worked as a mechanic, mama of a Burger King. Meanwhile, late at night, she was studying. She did a thing and she got an degree.
All in one lifetime, it's just all in one lifetime. All of my ups, all in one lifetime.
To the future, now I'm 14, and my pops up and left the scene. Now I'm a young kid, walking the block, and no white man, no, my mama's a cop. They show me no love, a young man locked in handcuffs. Mama always worked in the streets to raise us. Here's a twist, my uncle white as snow, and he's always telling me the right way to go. Until one day the cops took him to, yo. Imagine the pain conflicted inside, not knowing whether I want to ride or die. I get down on my knees and I'm screaming why. I hit the streets like a soldier boy, running a jacket, clapping an accent. No about this better happen. But one night I slept and had a dream. My uncle told me to relax and breathe and step.
All in one lifetime, it's just all in one lifetime.
All in my ups.
All in one lifetime, it's just all.
Older now, focused now, God know he blessed his child. Mama came up and met the right man. We had a differences, but that's just growing up, man. Two more sisters, two more brothers, plus my three, all love each other. Man, it's a strange trip life. Thank you, Lord, for giving me mics. I got the tools to get the globe open. Please, world, come feel me, cause if not, I still got family. And it ain't always necessarily blood. Is anybody in this world gonna show you love? Everybody take these words to heart, cause my real fans is the ones that sat and played their part. I lived in the streets where I dream in the mansions. I done my dirt with the best of intentions.
All in one lifetime, it's just all in one lifetime.
All in my ups.
All in one lifetime, it's just all in one lifetime.
All in my ups.
All in one lifetime, it's just all in one lifetime.
All in my ups.
All in one lifetime, it's just all in one lifetime.
All in my ups.
Well, good evening, everyone. How's it going? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Diamond in the Rough Show. I'm Charlie Alejandro, and I am so glad that you were able to join us and that you are here. I am really excited. I am just so thrilled that it's Friday. We've had one of those weeks, if you know what I mean, but it's just an amazing time that is going on. So, yeah, guest 2586, welcome, welcome, and guest 2597. Got a couple of other people in there, so I'm kind of excited to have you guys here. I'm really excited to welcome everybody and see you all here. Just to remind you, today is Fearless Friday. It's the day to recharge from the week and I know most of you are saying, you know what, girl, I'm lucky I'm out of work. I'm lucky that I'm going to be able to relax. But you know what? Once you relax, you get home, you have a nice dinner, get into your nice comfy jammies, you might want to reflect a little bit about what are some of the things that you want to get out of life? What are some of the things that you're hoping to be able to conquer and to be able to accomplish? And that's the basis of our show, to encourage people to not be afraid to go after their dreams, to never give up, no matter what anybody says, because the reality is that they're your dreams, and absolutely nobody, nobody has the right to take them away from you, and they can't unless you let them. So absolutely remember that. Do not let anybody ever tell you otherwise. And I'm really excited about this week. I think it's just going to be, you know, an amazing I don't know, just an energy in the air, and I'm real excited about it. Real quick, I have three birthday shout-outs. It was two of my boys had their birthday on the 10th. Eric in Philadelphia, happy birthday. I hope you had a great birthday. We actually got to hang with him on the weekend and hang out. And my other son, Jose, happy birthday to him. He's going to be out as well and around on the 10th, the same day. And tomorrow, to my princess, Jessica, she's over in Utah. We'll be having a birthday, too. So happy birthday and welcome to the rest of the people in the chat room. So glad that you're here. One of the things I'd like to focus on today before our guest comes in, I'm really excited about these two young gentlemen. They're actually called ASG as the group. They've been in the music for a while since they were very young, and they've got some things going on. I saw their video, and I really was impressed. I have one of their songs that we'll play later on in the show, and I just get fascinated when I confronted with this great new talent that we have in this area. And that is one of the things why, for example, for those of you that listened to our show on Monday, we had Rhea Eaton, amazing talent, 14 years old, and her voice is just so phenomenal. And it's just that type of talent that makes me sad to think that some people might not have the courage to share it because of what people might be saying around them, or because they feel that no one understands them, or maybe they just don't think they're talented enough. And that's really sad, because the reality is that you might have a lot more talent than you're giving yourself credit for. And please, do not have the fear. Do not let that consume you to the point that you don't share your talent with the world, that you don't go out there. And the reality is, it is hard. We all know it. If it was easy, everybody would do it. I mean, we would have a world full of Mariah Careys and Jim Careys and Drew Careys and all the other Careys and everybody else, because everybody would do it. But it's hard. It takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of belief in yourself. And unfortunately, a lot of times we're not going to have the support of those nearest and dearest to us. You know, our friends, our loved ones, our family, they just might not understand. And it's not that they don't love us or they don't care about us. It's just that they don't want us to get hurt. And they understand that that is a very hard business to get into, whether you want to be an actor, a singer, a writer, politician, a news reporter. It doesn't matter what you want to do. The reality is that it's very hard when you try to go outside the norm. And they just don't want you to get hurt. So don't take it personal. You can always say, yes, thank you for loving me. Thank you for being with me and for the advice you give me. But this is something that I have to do for myself. But like I tell my kids, always have a backup plan. If you want to be a professional baseball player, make sure you have a college degree and something else that you love to do, because if you don't get to be a baseball player, you have something else that you can fall back on. And if you do get to be a baseball player when you retire, you have something else to fall back on. And that's a great thing to have, because that gives you choices and it opens up other worlds for you. So absolutely, positively, always have a backup plan. Not a bad idea. Even if you're not going to be a famous person, if you're just an average and ordinary person, not a bad idea to have a backup plan. I have to share this with you. I ran into a website today, and here again, Mountain Man, for those of you that listen regularly, is in the hospital. He had surgery on Friday. Luckily, everything went well, and he's going to be in the hospital for a couple of weeks. I really miss him because he's my guru in the switchboard, and he really helps out a lot. So it's kind of hard managing things without him, and it's just kind of quiet, because he's a funny guy, and he just knows how to keep things going. But hey, you know what? We pray for him. We hope he's coming. We'll be back soon. He actually has to go to rehab for a little while to strengthen his injuries that were operated on, but hopefully we'll be able to get him to join us via telephone, even when he is in rehab, so that I won't be so lonely in here. It gets lonely after a while. But anyway, so one of the things that I wanted to share was today, when I was doing some work on the internet, I wind up running across a company called New Shepherd Films. And here's one of my unauthorized plugs. I am not affiliated with them in any way. But if you get the opportunity to check out that website, it's www.newshepherdfilms.com. They are actually a production company, and they're in the process of making a movie called Footprint. And I was very impressed with the concept, and the fact is that it's faith-based. And I don't know why nowadays a lot of people, yes, I have to admit, ordinary woman, I, diamond in the rough school, am very religious. I don't shove religion down people's faces because I don't think that's the nice thing to do. But I do advise people that they need to have something to believe in, whether it's God, Buddha, Allah, Jehovah, the universe, a higher plane, yourself, your parents. You need to have something outside of yourself to believe in, because that faith is going to get you through some really hard times. So it was very interesting to run into this website, and it actually shows a little bit of the film that they're making. It's a local company, but it's faith-based, and it's kind of nice to see the fact that they're actually talking about the healing power of love, and that's something that a lot of times we forget about. When we've been hurt and when we've gone through difficult challenges, as, for example, I myself have gone through some tough times in my day, in my youth. Someday, one of these days, when I have a co-host back, I will actually be the guest of the show, and you can interview me and get to know me a little bit better. But I know what the power of love can do. It has a healing power. It has a healing quality. And that's what this company is basing their movies on. And I just thought it was a great concept, and I thought I would give them a little plug, even though they don't know I exist, which is great, because it's a kind of like pay it forward kind of thing. So, yeah, if you get a chance, it's www.newshepherdfilms.com. Check them out. They actually are actually having a casting call in January and February. So if you're in the New England area, you might want to give them an email or a little plug and go out there and see if maybe you might be a fit if you're an actor and are interested in working in that kind of venue. It's kind of nice, a movie that's going to make you feel good and give you a little boost for the rest of the week. For our listeners, if you are interested in calling in, my guest is in the wing. We'll have him in a minute. But call-in number 347-989-1473. The number again, 347-989-1473. If you have any questions that you would have for our guests, that is the number to call in. Or you can log into our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinary woman. And woman is spelled W-M-N. You can go into the chat room, ask your questions that way. We have Skype and call directly in as well if you want to. If you're shy, like I said, you can use the chat room. We do check it, so if you have any questions, I will definitely take a look and we will ask. So now our guest is here. Got to keep my fingers crossed. Every time I do this, I disconnect guests. That's why Mountain Man usually does it. But he's not here today, so here we go. Hello, are you there?
Hey, how are you?
Welcome, welcome. How are you? Now, is this Ernest?
Yeah, Marco couldn't be on tonight. He's at work. He said he's sorry.
Oh, man. That's okay. We'll have to have him back. Well, it was so nice of you to call me and to be able to be on the show. I am so excited.
I'm really excited too. Thank you.
Don't thank me. You guys are the ones with the talent. I am, like, just amazed at how much talent we have out in this area. Real quick, Kara, Crystal, Ed, and guest 2586, 2597, 2635, Linda and Ronald, welcome to our chat room. So nice of you guys to stop by. So I got your bio, and I heard here that you guys started at the age of 6 and 7.
Yeah, we did. Marco was like, he lived farther away. I was in New Jersey, and I started singing, like, church, and then I started doing the shows in school and everything. And then Marco, he started writing and everything, but he was really quiet. So you would never, you would never, ever, ever think that he could, like, rap like that. And then one day he just opened his mouth, and then he's like, well, listen, I can. And then me and Marco were just, like, amazed, and we were shocked.
It's funny, though. Those quiet ones run deep. I know the saying that says still waters run deep, and I've noticed that with the quiet ones. They have, like, a real inquisitive mind, and they just have a lot of depth to them. And I think sometimes the thoughts just go so quickly that they don't know how to verbalize them, but then when they do, watch out, because it's amazing what comes out of their mouths.
Exactly.
So I have to ask, what age did you, before you actually performed in front of people, at what age did you realize, oh, I can do this?
Well, my mom, when I was little, she's like, what do you want to do? I used to be like, I don't know. I just want to sing. And then she's like, sing? No. Think of something else. And then
oh,
I'm like,
oh, my goodness, that's funny.
And then I'm like, I don't know. And then one day we had a talent show in my old school, Robert Gordon Elementary in New Jersey. And then she actually heard me sing. And then she's like, you know what, let's give your little sing thing a shot. And then ever since then, I've been singing.
Oh, That's so funny.
And then we moved here in Boston, and then Mako and I, we just started writing songs together, and then we just thought it was a perfect opportunity to start writing music, and then we became ASG, What You See Today. It's fun.
Amazing. So you just always kind of liked to sing, and that was the kind of thing. And I know as a parent, this is funny because I got it from both ends. I mean, as a parent, I hear my daughter sing, and when she was younger, I'm like, oh, she's good. But then I'm thinking, well, that's just me thinking that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Yeah, exactly, because everybody thinks their kid's amazing, even though they're...
No, my mom, she tells you like it is.
Well, see, that's the thing. I always thought I was that way. But my mom was like that. When I said to her, well, I want to be an actor, she's like, no, sweetie, you need a real job. Like, you know,
My mom, she does the same thing also.
Oh, man. And it was funny because I had Amanda on the show with Deborah, which I love to death. She's amazing. And
yes.
I was telling him the story that I was like, no, you need a real job that you can make, like, real money. It's not, like, be starving and living on my couch till you're 50. So, yeah.
Yeah,
but it's amazing
exactly.
To have... But you have, you said you have your mom that's there, and now, is he your cousin, your brother, are you friends? How did you guys wind up working together?
Mako and I?
Yeah.
Mako and I, we're cousins.
Mm-hmm.
So when we moved here, he saw me singing, and then my cousin took a video of me dancing and everything, and then that's kind of how it started. And then we kind of started talking about music, and we both had a passion for it. So we just started writing together, and then we just, like, came up with songs. It would be, like, an everyday thing. And then my uncle, he was doing music, too. So we went to him, and we thought of the idea. We asked him if he could, like, help us out and push us up out there, which he did. And he did everything he could, and he's still doing everything he could for us. And he came up to us, and he's like, well, if you guys want to do this, I believe in you guys. I'm going to put 100%. So he put us forward, and then we just started writing. He told us he gave us a beat for a song, which is the first song that you hear, and he told us, if we want it, we'll make it. And then we started hearing the beat and everything. We're like, no. And he's like, no, listen, a true artist, he's like, a true artist, whatever beat I give you, you will make it a hit. And then we just started writing, and then we kept writing towards the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, the beat became hot. And then we just started writing more songs, and then we became up with Align Sophisticated Gentlemen. And then the tune kind of caught on, and then it became that song.
That's awesome. And, you know, it's funny because my family, I'm not musical. I mean, I sing, but I have to be hidden in the back with the choir because I have to harmonize. I can't, like, just come out
gotta
and sing.
You got to try.
I'm telling you, oh, geez, that my kids would love to hear you say that because I'm like, can I sing that? No, you don't. If I can pitch off someone, I'm great. I mean, I'm like, give me a nice guy that's a tenor and he's right there next to me, I can sing with nobody's business, but I can't like just bust out and sing because I can never pitch. I don't know how to do that yet. But
you'll have to sing with us one day.
Oh my god, yeah, right. Just make sure the synthesizers are like way up and you like doubly layer me so that, you know, but the thing that you said about it doesn't matter what the beat is, you can make it a hit if you have the talent. That is so true. And I've seen that where, you know, this is funny, I got to share this story with you. My sons and I wind up working as extras on the movie The Grown-Ups this year that was filming in the local area. Well, my son has a tendency to, like, bug out when he's tired, and he's funny. He's not annoying. He's pretty funny. So somehow someone came up with the word sippy cup, and all of a sudden he started singing. Now, we had to drive 45 minutes to get to where we were going.
Mm-hmm.
So he was singing, I need liquor in my sippy cup for 45 minutes. And by the time we got down there, he kept humming it, and I swear to goodness that by the end of the whole day, there was people singing this song like it had been on the radio. And I'm sitting there, and now I see a total stranger come up to us, and he's like, must it be cup? I'm like, oh, heck no, are you kidding me? That's what he said to me. He's like, see, it's a matter of me being able to, he's like, you can take any song and just make it a hit if you put the swagger into it and you have
exactly.
The talent.
Exactly.
And I have to tell you, I really like the beat. Now, who created that beat for you?
The person who created the beat was, it's my uncle's friend.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in New Jersey. He has a studio.
Right.
What's his name, uncle? he doesn't even remember, but he's one of his friends. They grew up together, so he wrote the song for him. I mean, he started writing the beat, and then he gave it to us, and then my uncle bought it, so he just gave it to us, and we weren't feeling it at first, we really weren't, and then he just encouraged us, and then that song came out, so.
Well, yeah, because the reality is, at first listen, it's very simple, and it's you can almost get that. Actually, you can actually get some of that techno electro vibe out of it, so I can understand if you're hip-hop and R&B, you're like, maybe not. But you guys made it work, and that's real cool. Geez, I just sounded like Paula Abdul. You made it work. You made it your own. I feel like I'm on American Idol here. No, but you guys did it, and it's cool. And watching pieces of your video, I like what you guys did with it, and I like the chemistry that you have between you and your cousin, and the fact that you guys are actually marketable. I hate to say this because I'm a PR guru, so that's my thing. It's marketable. I can have someone that has all the talent in the world, but if they're not a finished product, which means if I can't market them or if you can sing like whatever, but you're boring when you're on stage or you are high maintenance when it comes, you know, that you guys are none of that because I can see the energy in the video and it's just there. And I mean, now you guys are still young. What ages are you guys at right now?
I'm 16. I'm going to be 17 December 26th.
Oh, my goodness.
Then,
that's amazing.
Yeah. And then my cousin, Mako. He's going to be turning 18 March 11th.
Oh, my goodness. It just blows my mind because you guys are so good and you got so much more talent. Now, you're still in school?
Yep, I'm still in school. We're in
BMHS. Okay, and what grade are you in?
I'm in 9th grade and Marco's in 10th grade.
Wow, and what school do you guys go to?
We go to Billerica Memorial High School.
Oh, Billerica.
I'm a sophomore. Excuse me. I'm a sophomore. Mark was a junior. My bad.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Yep.
So do you guys do any other activities besides music, or do you do sports?
Mako, he's a huge Celtics fan, and then he got me into it, so we all became a Celtics family.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so Mako's always playing basketball,
right
of course.
Yeah. Oh, you would definitely fit into our family because our family is huge. I mean, I have to give you a real thing of how big this family is. My daughter-in-law was in labor having the baby during the playoffs in 2008, and she told the doctor to move so she could watch the show while she's delivering the baby. It was ridiculous because we're real big, so I get you on that. So you guys always playing basketball, and what else do you guys do?
Me, personally, everything's about music, so dancing, singing, that's like my life. So I'm not really, like, I don't know, mostly music, that's all. Like, that's all my hobbies, dancing, trying to come up with new moves. With friends like Jeff and Anthony who are in the video. We're always dancing around. So they're always there. So that's like our hobby for us, singing and dancing.
Really, that's amazing. Real quick, guest 2671, welcome to the chat room. So real quick for our listeners, which, we got a full house in the chat room. That's so cool. The number to call in if you have any questions for, now it's Ernest, is your name?
Ernestin,
yes. Ernestin is, the number is 347-989-1473, or you can go on to our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinarywoman is spelled W-M-N. And Ernestin is actually the other half of ASG. So how did you guys come up with the name, and when did you decide that you were going to work together?
Well, we came up with the name. We were, like, struggling. We had, like, the music, so we had to come up with the name. And then our friend Derek, he had a name called Alliance and Sophisticated and Gentleman. So we talked to him, and we're like, Derek, can we please use the name? And then we took that, and we just turned it to, I don't know why. It's like one of those things that you can't answer. We turned it into Aligned Sophisticated Gentleman. I guess Mako came up with that. I don't know why. And then that became Aligned Sophisticated Gentleman. And then since we already had the song and everything, we just needed people for the video. And then, of course, Jeff and Anthony, because they're always dancing around, so we called them, number one spreads out there. And then they were down, and then we called Katie and Bianca, who were also in the video. So they danced in the video, too, so it was exactly how everything came about.
Wow, that's awesome.
Now, yes.
Have you guys had professional dancing lessons, or is this something that you've picked up on your own? How have you guys gotten to the level where you're at right now?
We just dancing? That just came. We didn't have any professional dancing or anything.
Are you serious? So you just kind of, like, picked it up and went with it and then decided what you could create and do your own moves and stuff?
Well, we went early to Anthony's house, and we were just practicing, and we were just listening to the song, and we were just trying to make up moves and everything for the video, which some parts of it didn't make the video, of course, but we just worked on everything. So that's how we came about with the dancing for the video.
So you guys even choreographed your own video?
Yep. It was Anthony, Michael, Jeff, and I.
Wow, that is impressive. Now, how old is Anthony? Because I keep hearing this child's name. How old is he?
Anthony, he's 16.
What? Oh, man, that is awesome. So here you got these two young guys, and, well, Malcolm's young too, but he's a little older, 18. Wow, he's like the senior citizen in the group, right? You got these three young guys that are creating these amazing videos and the music and the dance routines, and you just kind of just going with your own talent and using it to the best of your abilities.
Exactly. And it's just more fun because we're all friends too, and we get along great, so that's what really matters.
Right. So you guys aren't going to have, like, some juicy tidbits for behind the scenes when you guys blow up and you can hear about the time that the group almost broke up because whatever.
No, we're not going to pull off a little Destiny Child. We're not going to switch everybody from the group once in a while.
Oh, my goodness. That's so funny. And it's funny, too, because sometimes they say it's hard to work with family, and I find that for me it's actually not because I find with family, well, my family, because we're all kind of, like, crazy together. And what I find is that, yeah, you can keep it real. You can say, you know, that's really not that good. Or you can actually have a full-blown-out disagreement, argument, slash, with people go, fighting. And a few minutes later, you're fine because it's family.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I agree with you on that.
Do you find that that's the same case? Like you said, you agreed with me that it's easier to work with them because they're family and you guys are
It's easier to work with family because, like, me and Michael, we can have our little – we never really fight. Like, I don't know, when we were little, okay, like, we had a little fight, but as soon as we grew up, like, we just found out that family is, like, the most important thing. Like, it's hard to find us, like, fighting, because we're always laughing. Like, our whole family, they're wacky and they're happy. Everybody has their, like, different personalities, but it all meshes together so well, and we're just all so close that we just get along so great, and it's hard, we can't fight. Like, even if we do have a fight, it's not like we can run away from him, he's still going to be my cousin.
I know, it's not like you can break up and, that's what I find. It's funny, too, because I see that with my boys, that no matter how much they might have disagreements and stuff, like, we call them creative differences. It's like, you can't divorce your family. I mean, we're not that bad. And it's funny to see that you can actually work together and, you know, be able to create these amazing things. So where do you guys see yourselves going in the future?
Well, right now, we pray that we go big, and we're really hoping that's the thing, of course, like everybody's dream, but we hope that we're going to continue making music. We're hoping to start doing some shows, and then try to get some sponsors, of course, to do the shows. Right now, we're just taking everything slow. We're just doing some interviews. My uncle's trying to set up a show with our photographer and the rest of our manager, Fitz Poloni. Mm-hmm. And also we're going to be featured on this big artist in New Jersey's mixtape. Her name, they call her Miss Nana. She's really big.
Right.
And then she chose us to be on her mixtape, so we're really excited for that.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, it is. We're so happy.
See, and that's the thing. It's just a little bit at a time, and I know people sometimes get discouraged, but you got to realize every little bit counts. And the funny thing about this, any business actually, is that you could be working for like 10 years, and you think it's just not going to happen, and then all of a sudden if something kicks in, and it's all in front of you, and that's when you hear the rumors of, wow, they were an overnight success. Well, to the rest of America, you were an overnight success, but to you, it's like you've been doing this for a long time. Now, I want to share something with our listeners, which is on your Facebook, which I thought was amazing, especially now since I know how young you are. I am the American dream. I keep my look so clean. I'm going to get to where I want in life. Let no one or anything stop me from doing what I do. Yes, they will hate, some will love, but I'll do all I can to make it all of the above. That is just so deep and so powerful, and I hope
you
never forget that. And for our listeners, I just hope you take just a little bit of time to ponder that, how deep those words are. And I have to repeat them again. It says, I am the American dream. I keep my look so clean. I'm going to get to where I want in life. Let no one or anything stop me from doing what I do. Yes, they will hate. Some will love. But I'll do all I can do to make it all of the above. And you know what? That mentality is so important in this business because you're not going to get everybody to like you.
Exactly.
And you can't take it to heart. You can't because you drive yourself nuts and you're definitely not in the wrong business. I mean, you'd be in the wrong business because look at the tabloids. I mean, that's how they make all their money. Everybody wants to hate.
Exactly. We learned that the hard way. We really did.
Did you really? Now, I want to ask you, what actually brought that amazing thought that you shared on your Facebook page?
Well, what brought that up? Marco and I, since the song came out, we had mixed reviews and stuff. And, like, we took some to heart, but we realized, I mean, before we didn't have anything that people could hate on. Now we finally have something that people can hate on, and, like, we're happy about it. So, we thought, I mean, we love it. Like, we love everybody. Like, I'm not somebody, like, you could ask anybody, Marco either. We're not somebody who, like, who get angry and yell and stuff. We're just calm. We love critics. I mean, there's always going to be critics. Like, we see famous people. They go through the same thing. So we shouldn't be taking that to heart.
Right.
So I'd rather have turned it into a positive than a negative. So I just wrote that. I don't know. It came from the heart, so I just started writing that. And there was, and I think I wrote so much more on, like, statuses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you got to know that not everybody's going to like you. Not everybody's going to love you and love what you do. Some people are, like, they live off and breathe off putting you down to make you feel hurt. And we saw that in school, too.
Oh, yeah.
We saw that in school.
Very common.
Like, we have people we never talked to. It was amazing. Like, we have people we never talked to who came up to us, shook our hand, and said, yes, we love the song, thank you, it was cool. And then we had people that we thought were friends, like, they turned and everything. But, I mean, you can't let that get to you. You just got to keep your head up and keep on walking and get to where you got to be.
It's absolutely true, and that's very important for you to remember, especially now that you're basically on your path to get to where you want to go. And the reality is that, and I share this with my listeners a lot, and I get a lot of emails about this, it's the fact that sometimes it's the people we least expect and that are closest to us that do that. And the reality is they really don't want to hurt us.
Exactly.
It's the fact that they don't want us to get hurt. And sometimes they think that by, I call it the monkey syndrome, where they grab you and, don't go up there, you're going to get hurt. that it's going to protect you, but in reality they're keeping you down. And they don't, I mean, you know, it's sad that it happens, but you do have to keep going on. And being hurt at times is part of life. Because
exactly.
I know any great thing you want to do, if you don't fall down a couple of times and bust a couple of knees or bust a couple of elbows,
exactly,
you're not going to learn. That's part of it. But I like
exactly.
the way that you turned that around into such a positive thought. And you're going to have to save that because I'm pretty sure that's going to be something that they're going to put in your biography. Because I'm a writer myself, and that just really touched me because
Thank
of
you.
How it is. It was very eloquent the way you wrote it and the fact that you're very honest in the fact that, yeah, they're going to hate you, but there's also going to be people that are going to love you. And you're hoping that you can deal with both, but you're going to have to realize that, like you said, not everybody's going to love it. And the other sad thing is that there's a phenomenon, I call it the epidemic of negativity. And that's one of the things that drives me up a wall, and that's one of the reasons that I started this show, is that there's just so much negativity nowadays with the reality television. And, you know, there are people that make a living tearing down other people's dreams, other people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see how anybody that does that for a living can sleep at night because it's a dream killer, and it makes me very sad. So
mm-hmm.
in your case, I just want you to realize how important it is that what you're doing, you keep doing it because you're actually an inspiration to people. You're
exactly.
a motivation to people, and you
Thank
cannot.
You very much.
Yeah, you can't get caught up in that. And one of the things that you're blessed with is that you have positive people around you, and that's what you want to continue to do.
That's why it makes me happy too,
yeah.
to hear, because like a while ago we got a message on our MySpace from a kid named Roberto. He's from Brazil, and he was like, "Oh, I really love your music and everything." And he kind of explained to us about his life and everything, and like he didn't have it so great, but he wants to do music, and he was talking to me, and then he's like, "You're really deep," and then he's like, "You're inspiring me." I'm like, "Do whatever you do, don't let anybody stop you, and you just gotta keep going. You shouldn't let anybody stop."
Right, and the funny thing is you might have just made this little tiny comment to this person. You reached out to them, and you don't think it's big, but I know I reflect on my life, and I shared this as well, that sometimes it was the tiniest little gesture or spoken word that someone totally random said to me that really bumped it up for me to keep going, to not quit, to just hang in there one more day. Because the reality is we never know how close we are. And that's so important to continue with that attitude. And sadly, and this is something my mom used to say to me, and this is funny because my mom was like the most negative person in the world, but I loved her dearly. And one of the things she always says, girl, if they ain't talking about you, you ain't doing nothing.
Exactly. That's what my uncle says too. Exactly.
So the reality is that you're giving them something to talk about, and it's a good thing. It's not like, okay, he's in the paper again because XYZ. It's for a good thing. What I want to do right now is, see, my co-host got himself in the hospital because he had to have surgery. Oh, hold on. Let me go real quick to this caller.
All right.
Hello. Welcome to the Diamond in the Rough show. Who is this, please?
If you don't know the number or voice, then you're out of luck.
I was just talking about how lost I was. To our listeners, it's Mountain Man, my co-host. I have Ernie on the show today. He's a part of the SAG group, which I'm so excited to have. Real quick, how are you feeling, Mr. Mountain Man?
Mr. Mountain Man is doing better.
You sound a lot better.
Yeah. I'm going to be leaving.
You're going to be leaving?
The hospital this week, sometime this weekend.
Oh, awesome.
And
awesome.
I'm not sure exactly where.
Our listeners have to know, I called Mountain Man like twice, and he was like, they gave him, I don't know what they had him on, but he was feeling no pain. So I'm like, okay, I'll just let you go to sleep. He's like, okay, nighty-night. So when he said nighty-night, I knew that he was definitely feeling no pain whatsoever. So I'm glad to hear that you're doing good. Actually, it's a good thing you're on. Ernie, I am just going to put your song on right now for our listeners. And
all
what
right.
I'm going to do is I'm going to mute both of you so you can hear it, and then I'm going to bring both of you back on afterwards so we can talk about it. So.
All right. Hope you guys like it, everybody.
Yes, this is ASG, and it's called Get It. I don't know why it's not going on. All right, hold on a second. Having a little bit of technical difficulties here.
All right.
Hey. Hi, guys. See, Mountain Man, I'm telling you, I don't know why the song wasn't playing.
Hit the play button on the music.
I did, Shelly. It's not working for whatever reason. I can't get it to play. No, this is horrible. I am so sorry, Ernie. I don't know why it's not playing. I had it queued up and ready to go. So anyway, I will try to figure out what's going on with that. But in the meantime, Mountain Man, do you have any questions for Ernie?
No, but I'm wondering if the host can try calling me after the show, please.
Absolutely, I will do that. Mountain Man, thank you so much for calling me. I'm glad that you're doing better, and I will hope to have you back soon.
All right, I'll talk to you guys soon. God bless and take care, everybody. I'll be back soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, in the meantime, I have another caller. Let's see. Good evening. You're on the Diamond in the Rough show. Can I help you?
Hello.
Who is this, please? Hi, how are you? Who is this, please?
This is Debbie.
Debbie! Hey, how are you?
Hey, Deb.
Hey, how you doing, Ernie?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, great. You're doing a great job. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I've been listening to the interview, and I didn't want to call in really and interrupt too much, but you're doing a great job. Where's Jeff and Anthony?
I don't know. They were supposed to call in. I'm waiting for them.
I should have went to their houses and, like, made them call.
You should have.
You know?
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's like, what's going on here? Oh,
I know.
So
me
funny.
We're listening to the radio show here, and it sounds great. We're waiting for the song. And I have to call in. I'm trying to support everyone, but I'm on my way out to go see Mamadou.
Yes, I wanted you to call in and let us give us some information on that, because I know you have that event tonight. So could you actually give our listeners some information on that?
Oh, that's really awesome. Yeah, Mamadou is a West African world fusion band, and they're playing at the Harlow's Pub up in New Hampshire tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be starting around 9:30 or so, and I'm going to be heading out in a few minutes to head out to their show. So hopefully some people can make it to their show tonight. That would be awesome.
Tell them I said good luck.
I will. Listen, we're going to be seeing you performing soon too, kiddo, and I'm
still
going to try to grab you guys for the show.
Can't wait.
That's awesome. Debbie, thank you so much for calling.
Hey,
thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Deb.
Thank you. Thank you for helping support the kids, Charlie. It's
anytime.
It's really awesome. All right, guys.
I know. Well, Debbie, you keep sending me this really rough talent, right? I mean, it's such a hard job when you send me this caliber of talent. I mean, really, you got to start sending me some real talent, because the ones you're sending me, I mean, for Pete's sakes, really? Come on now. What are you doing to me? Debbie makes it seem like it's hard, like I'm doing her a favor by having these kids, and I'm sitting there going, oh, yeah, I scored these kids on the show, yes. You know,
well,
it's so funny.
I love them. I love them. And, you know, we're just trying to do the best we can to help them all out. So, and it's great to be a part of that team. So, Ernie, I will probably, hopefully, see you guys soon performing. And I'm sure I will see you soon. Anthony,
alrighty,
by the way, Charlie, that danced in the video is my nephew. So I'm hoping he doesn't
call in.
Yes, I'm going to call him right now and tell him to call.
Tell him to call in. We're going to track him down. Tell him he doesn't want me tracking him down. Remember, we're scary.
I'm going to go give him a call right now.
All right, hon. I'll talk to you
later.
Guys. Thanks for calling.
Bye, Ernie.
Oh, my goodness. She is so funny. So how did you and Debbie wind up working together?
Anthony introduced us, actually.
Mm-hmm. And how did you meet Anthony?
Oh, there
it is. I got it to work. All right. I'm going to mute you so our listeners can hear that, and then I'll get right back to you.
All right.
Sounds so sick, it hits you through your core. That's right.
Gentlemen, we settle. kid is generous. We can't get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. Even if you ain't with it, coming out the car, feeling like we movie stars, shopping around the world. Let me tell you, fellas, hold your girls, coming in the park, feeling love from everybody, cause this is our song, yeah, we got it going on.
Welcome back, and that was ASG Get It, and of course, I missed it. You never have dead air in the radio show. I was busy dancing.
I was dancing, too.
Oh, man, I was popping it, too, and I was like, oh, wait, the song stopped. I got to get back over there. I'm like, stop laughing at me. Just was looking at me like, you're crazy. Oh, man, no, that was awesome. You know what? I got to ask you, that beat and the way you guys hooked it up, it almost has like a not so much a reggae, but kind of like, even like a Middle Eastern type of vibe to it. I really like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually, it's funny because I'm around a lot of belly dancers, and they're always listening to that type of beat, and that actually had a little bit. Now, was that intentional, or was that just the way the beat came out?
That's just the way the beat came out. I'm shocked you said that.
Yeah, no, I really like it. Of course, I'm thinking you guys are going to get signed and have millions of dollars for a video, so I'm seeing, like, belly dancers in the background and stuff already because it's so cool. So I like it because it just makes you dance, and that's, for me, that's, I have to listen to a lot of songs because I have people that want to be on the show and then with, you know, my boys being in the industry. And if the song doesn't at least make me move a toe or a finger, it's not doing it for me, and I love that. So you guys weren't feeling that at the beginning, or you thought it just wasn't a fit for your type of music?
No, because we originally went, me and Mako, we wanted to come out with a slow song, but then we thought it over, and we wanted to come out with a fast song to make everybody dance and everything, and that's what we wanted.
Right.
And then
you
we listened
make,
to the beat,
right?
And then we thought it was a little. First, we thought it was too slow. Then we thought it was too fast. And then we just started writing to it, and we started feeling it, and then it started to flow along, and we just kept writing, and I started writing the hook, and then it became
I really like it because I've had to, I won't say stuff, but there's so many videos that my boys have produced or been in or somehow associated with it. I like it because it has that slowness to it. Well, you know the guys that really can't dance but are trying to be cool. They can just stand there and do the little head bob thing or
exactly.
You know, that look. Yeah,
they
I
can do the robot. Back. They can bring the sprinkler back.
Oh yeah. No, I'm laughing because I call it the swagger swing where they just kind of sit there and bop their head a little bit, trying to look all cool. But then by the same token, the girl in front of them can totally knock it through the park because it has
exactly.
That beat that you can put a lot of dancing to it. So yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it. I really do. And even us old people, we won't pop out a hip when we're trying to be cool on the dance floor and embarrass our kids.
No, you should see my mom trying to dance to it. Our moms. It's horrible.
Oh, I loved it. I'm telling you, the first time I listened to it, my husband actually was looking at me going, what in God's name are you doing? I'm like, I'm popping back up. It's good. I love this beat. He's like, yeah, you're going to pop a joint and I'm going to be in the emergency room with you. No, I really do. I really like it. If that's any indication of what you guys got coming down the pike, I can't wait. All right,
we're coming out with a slow song soon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, hello, how are you? This is the Diamond in the Rush show. Who do I have on the line?
You got Anthony on the phone.
Anthony.
Oh, see? He knew. He's like, don't let this crazy woman come look for me. I was wondering where you were. I had your
exactly.
Is it your aunt?
Oh, yeah. Is
Debbie's your aunt?
Huh?
Debbie's your aunt?
Yeah, she's my aunt.
Awesome. Yeah, she says, yeah, I just had him. So I need to know, you helped choreograph the video?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we were supposed to put something else together, but we didn't end up doing it, but it was pretty good and stuff. We just did, like, a lot of freestyle, and then we just put it all together, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, Anthony, how did you get started into dancing and into the music?
Well, my aunt, she used to love Michael Jackson, and I always used to dance and stuff. And I don't know, as I got older, I started, like, dancing more and stuff, and I do, like, competitions or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing it, like, with my friends for a while. So, and me, Ernie, and Marco, we've been dancing for a pretty good amount of time, now, like, all together.
Anthony, your field is mostly the dance part of it.
Yeah, well, I do music too, but we haven't really put anything together yet.
Okay, and how did you connect? You through your aunt was how you two came together to work together?
No, we were friends. We became friends from school.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, so that's how you guys met. Was it in high school or before?
I was in middle school, and Mako and him, they knew each other, and then I met Anthony, and we just clicked, and we became best friends so fast. It wasn't funny. And then we just started becoming, we all became friends.
Excellent to have friends that you can do the business in. Now, I have to ask both of you, because this is an amazing, now, is this your first MP3 that you guys record?
Yep.
So this is it. This is fresh right out of the gate. This is the first one you throw out there, and this is really good stuff.
So, thank you very much.
I really do, and honestly, I keep it real, too. I mean, if it wasn't that good, I'd be like, yeah, well, I can't get it to upload, so yeah. No, the reality is I really like it, and that's the thing for me. If it makes me want to get up and dance, then I like, and the hook to get it, I love that. It's like, get it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm getting it. I love this.
Don't let your husband stop you next time. Just keep going.
Oh, I know, right. Yeah, just leave me alone. I'll be fine. Now, I have to really ask you, so what plans do you guys have? I know, do you have a full-length album coming out that you're thinking about? Are you looking to do that, or are you going to go basically digital with the MP3s? Where do you guys see your careers going from here on?
Well, we have, we're planning to do an album. We're doing a full album. We're releasing the next single soon. It's going to be a slow song.
Right.
And then we're going to, from there, I think we're going to, my uncle is going to get everything together, and we're just going to work on the whole album and get that together and then put that out there, since we started seeing a lot of good feedback from, like, all over the world, which we don't even know how that happened. We had met some people from Germany, and then some people from Toronto and Canada, people from Brazil. It's just been surreal. It's cool. We're so happy.
The cool thing is, again, because having been around music for so long in the business, one of the things that I noticed is that beat is very contagious. It's that beat you can't get out of your head once you hear it. And the hook, it's sad to say, it's not sad, but it's sad to say that a lot of us, we usually, if we can get the hook to get stuck in our brain, that's the seller. And it's simple, get it, but it's in a good way, and I like the way it, and it is. I mean, I heard it once, and it was already stuck in my head, and that's a good thing. But it has an international appeal, where it has a little bit of that techno vibe, like I said. You can even hear that little Middle Eastern thing in there, little reggae kind of thing. So it's so universal that I can actually see it where, and honestly, even if they don't speak English, how hard is it to learn how to say, get it? You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's what we wanted.
It's contagious. So I can totally understand why it has universal appeal, I mean, the international appeal, where you're actually getting feedback from other countries, especially in Europe, where the synthesizer techno kind of thing is so big, and it's now there's a big fusion of it going in with the hip-hop and the R&B, just genres are crossing lines so much nowadays. So whether you guys realize it or not, I mean, you just hit on a very hot type of sound. And the fact that you guys have the dance to go with it and the appeal, the stage presence, and you guys are likable, it's huge. So you have a great product to go forward with. Now, do you guys have any idea when your full album might be available to come out?
Last time I talked to my uncle, the full album, it was supposed to be out by March.
Mm-hmm.
2010?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He said we're still working on it, so it'll be around 2010. So
that's good. So make sure you guys actually keep me going to know what's going on, because I'm definitely going to have you guys back on. And when you drop the slow song, then I'm definitely going to have you guys back on so you can share that with us as well. Now, where do you guys see yourselves as far as touring and stuff?
Well, soon, Anthony, Malco, and I, we're going to do a show in our school together.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do SPAC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, SPAC. That's going to be coming up in December.
Yep.
That's excellent. Now, have you guys looked into actually performing, like, in clubs and stuff? Well, not that you could get in. Obviously, only as a performer, you go in and then they kick you out. Yeah, so where do you guys see yourself going as far as, okay, you said you're performing at your school. What else, do you have any other venues that you're going to be appearing at that you'd like our listeners to know about?
Well, right now, as of right now, we really haven't gotten any shows since we're just fresh meat, as you could say.
Oh, yeah.
We just came out. So we're just trying to get everything together. Our manager and everything, he's getting something together with our photographer, Fitz Poloni. There's a show. We don't have every idea detail yet, so we can't promise anything right now, but we're keeping our fingers crossed, so it should be soon, and as soon as it comes up, everybody on MySpace, Twitter, and everything will know about it.
Okay, so now that you mentioned that, do you want to give us the website links to those websites so people can Google you, check you out, see what's going on?
Sure. The music right now, it's on Amazon.com. It's on iTunes. Just type in ASG Get It. Our MySpace is myspace.com/ASG411. And our Facebook is the same thing, facebook.com/ASG411.
Okay. And
Hello?
I need to tweet you. What's your tweet number?
Twitter. Mine is twitter.com/jerseyboy1992.
Mm-hmm.
And then my cousin Mako's is twitter.com/MakoX, MalkoX.
That's awesome. So definitely for our listeners, and I can't believe this whole hour just flew by because you guys were just so awesome, and Anthony's like, I can't believe they roped me into this. But Anthony, you're such a big part of this because I really love the vibe, and that's the thing. You guys kept the energy up in the video, and it's good to see when you have a good beat and you have someone like yourself that can visualize it and bring something to it, even though it wasn't exactly how you had planned it. At least the energy is there. Not only that, it keeps us fresh because I've actually gone to shows where the singers or the rappers are really good, but it's so boring because, like, the third or fourth song, they're still just standing there. All they do is walk back and forth across the stage.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the shooting gallery. and it's kind of distracting, whereas, I mean, you know, people like me with ADD, if you have the visuals where you have the dancing and you have the movement, it just adds so much more to the songs, and it keeps the audience more entertained. And obviously it's going to be a bigger seller for you guys because you have both of that going. You guys ever thought going into the acting field?
A while ago, I was into modeling, and I did some acting with this agency, but it didn't really work out too well. But the acting, I was really good at it. I was kind of shocked. So I went on to that for a while, but I guess music is, like, my passion.
Definitely. So I'm going to email you because I actually had a casting call for somebody your age. Actually, I think it's for a music video, so I'll send you that. 90 seconds, I got the lady in my ear. So for our listeners, thank you so much. Oh, real quick, I have a call here. Hello, Diamond in the Rough. How are you? Who is this, please?
Yes, it's ADS. Actually, I'm the manager of ESG.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hey,
how
Uncle.
You doing? You better stop calling me Uncle now. Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
Oh, good. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. How's Jeff? Everybody good?
Oh, yeah, I told you we have a kooky family.
Oh, I love it. I am so glad your uncle called in. Oh, I wish you called sooner because we're running out of time. But for our listeners, thank you so much for joining us. We have SAG. We have Anthony, who's a choreographer. We got the uncle, and we got Aniston on. And we're hoping to hear some more from them soon. You can Google them, check them out on Facebook. And their song, actually, if you come to our website, you can actually hear the interview and get all the information on them. Thank you so much for joining me, guys. Remember,
thank you so much, Kylie.
Definitely having you back on the show because you guys are awesome. I'm going to have to do like a family thing, have the whole kooky family. This is going to be so awesome.
You should. I think that'll be too much for you.
Oh,
right, guys. Thank you so much for joining me. 10 seconds. Thank you to everybody in our chat room, and have a great weekend. And remember, do not let anybody ever steal your dreams away.
Oh, wait.
Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Open your eyes and realize ADFAS. Come on, go so high. Walking through the door, make y'all scream for more. Sound so sick, it hits you through your core.
That's right.